AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. In today's show, we'll look at how popular SUVs have become in the U.S. We'll also look at the all-new Mazda 2. And then I'll take you back into the AutoLine garage to see if one aftermarket solution could have a chance of catching on. But first, let's get to the news. Car sales got off to a sluggish start this year, due mostly to the harsh winter weather that froze over most of the U.S. But now that Mother Nature has stopped punishing us, car makers have made up most of those lost sales. LMC Automotive says second quarter sales hit 4.4 million units in the U.S., a gain of almost 7% compared to last year, and an 18% increase over the first quarter sales. Automakers are now on pace to sell 16.2 million units this year, which would be a gain of 4% compared to 2013. And speaking of U.S. sales, we all know that Americans love their SUVs, but I would not have guessed this much. According to IHS Automotive, sales of SUVs, including crossovers, overtook sedans through May of this year. SUVs accounted for 36.5% of all new vehicle registrations, while sedans made up nearly 35.5%. Some of you may say that stats like these are misleading because crossovers are usually based on sedan platforms. But I think it really shows a change of tide in American taste, and it was still kind of surprising to see. Yesterday, Daimler showed off teaser images of the all-new Smart 4.2 and 4.4. Today, we get the real deal. As you can see from the pictures, the car looks more or less the same as the outgoing model, but the lower front and rear fascias have been reworked and aren't quite as bland as before. At launch, 2 3-cylinder engines will be available. One naturally aspirated version with 71 horsepower, and the other a turbo with 90 horses. A few months later, the company will offer a 60 horsepower gasoline 3-cylinder. The engines can be mated to either a 5-speed manual or a 6-speed dual clutch transmission. Engineers also made enhancements to the ride and handling, and it comes with new safety and convenience features. The new Smart 4.2 and 4.4 go on sale in Europe this November. The all-new 2016 Mazda 2 made its debut in Japan yesterday. It was first offered there in 1996, but did not make its way to the U.S. shores until the third generation in 2011. The new model gets fresh sheet metal all the way around, which now features the automaker's signature front grille and Kodo design language. The interior has been updated as well, with what looks like a large touchscreen display and rotary control knob. In Japan, the car will be powered by either a 1.3-liter gasoline unit or a 1.5-liter diesel engine. However, specs for global markets, including the U.S., won't be available until closer to its launch date later this fall. In an effort to make owning a Leaf more appealing, Nissan will offer replacement battery packs to customers. Ward's Auto reports that owners can buy the replacement packs for $5,500 at dealers across the U.S. And later in the year, the company will allow customers to finance a new pack for $100 a month. One of the biggest obstacles to EV ownership is fears over what happens if the pack dies. Customers don't want to have to buy a whole new vehicle if it does. So Nissan hopes that this will make owning a Leaf more appealing. Hey, don't forget to watch AutoLine After Hours tonight. Gary Vaslash will be hosting the show along with his guest, Michael Robinette, the managing director of IHS Automotive, Keith Naughton with Bloomberg News, and Dave Sullivan, the manager of product analysis for Auto Pacific. And coming up next, will cars that clean themselves be the next big thing? And stay tuned for a special message on the AutoLine Automotive Fantasy Draft coming up after today's feature.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
While at a recent Nissan event, I got a first-hand demonstration of a hydrophobic coating applied to the hood of a Leaf. It was really cool, but it did get me wondering if it's really a viable option for a car.
AutoLine Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion.
Having to wash your car can be a real time-consuming pain in the butt, not to mention expensive. But what if you only had to give your car a quick spray down to get it clean? Well, there's a company by the name of UltraTech that makes a solution called Ultra EverDry that can do just that. It's a hydrophobic coating, which I got to see in action, and it's pretty amazing what it can do. Water and mud roll right off the surface, and if by some awesome miracle it started raining chocolate syrup, well, or the more likely scenario that you drop some while eating ice cream on the hood of your car, it can handle that just fine too. Ultra EverDry is a two-part system with a bottom and top coat that goes on right over top of a vehicle's clear coat and is applied with a spray gun just like any other automotive paint. It's not just for cars though. It can be applied to all kinds of stuff, but it will change the color of whatever you apply it to. The coating is a hazy, translucent white when dry. The company is still working to come up with custom colors. To clean the surface though, all you have to do is spray it down with a hose. You're not going to even want to use any kind of soap, cleaner, or solvent because it will end up removing the coating. But even if you do follow the proper steps, it's not going to last forever. The company still does need to do some more testing to see how long it will last on a car. But if you were to leave it on a stationary object outside that has the coating, it'll last about a year. But wait, there's more! If you call within the next 15 minutes, you get a free set of knives. Well, sorry, just kidding. But UltraTech does have another similar solution for fabrics that would work great on the interior of a car. It performs just as well as the exterior coating, but it doesn't wear out. The company is also working with a new nanotechnology that reduces odors, and it can even be applied along with the hydrophobic coating. One interesting application for the odor reducer that the company suggested would be for the cabin air filter, which I thought was a great idea. While Ultra EverDry has all kinds of great applications, I just don't think the exterior of a car is one of them. The odor reducer and fabric coatings are home runs, but when the coating will not even last a year, not to mention it's going to cost around $1,000 to apply to your average sedan, it's just not a viable option for your average consumer. For AutoLine Garage, I'm Sean McElroy.
I'm Detroit Free Press auto critic Mark Phelan.
I'm Scott Burgess, the Detroit editor of Motor Trend. And we're here in sunny Arizona to talk about the automotive AutoLine
fantasy. Not really Arizona, come on.
It's a fantasy draft. And we're going to have some of the best automotive journalists in the country making the choices, deciding who would run their car company, where would they want to be based, all of these things, right?
Who is the politician that you would want on your board of directors?
If you had to hire somebody to run your car company who is not an automotive executive, who would you choose?
What movie would you want to have your company affiliated with?
All that and more on the AutoLine Automotive Fantasy Draft, which happens
July 24th,
on a computer near you.
Fantasy.
But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.